Big Country 1029, I'm Susan, and I have a special guest with me on the phone tonight, Anthony Pace, who is the CEO, founder, and director of Freedom Hunters. Hi, Anthony. How's it going?
Susan, doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's start by explaining what Freedom Hunters is all about.
Sure. Freedom Hunters is a 501c3. We're a military outreach program. So our main focus is taking servicemen and their families out on outdoor adventures, hunting, shooting, fishing trips all over the country and internationally.
Now, since you're the founder of this, what encouraged you to get started with this kind of an organization?
You know, I just wanted to do something to give back to our troops. Had seen what they were going through and missing, you know, time out in the woods or on the water with their family and friends. So it really started just as a simple thank you for your service. It's turned into quite a bit more. I guess I really didn't realize the therapeutic value that these adventures would have. And over the last 17 years, it's been amazing to see and hear the stories from the veterans and their families on what these kind of adventures can do to help change and improve their lives.
What kind of things do they get to do?
It varies from adventure to adventure. So it could be half day of fly fishing to backcountry elk hunt. Almost any opportunity to get our guys and gals outdoors.
And you're not just helping the veterans out, their families as well, but you work with some conservation partners too.
We do. Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl, the Elk Foundation, Mule Deer Foundation, just about anybody and everybody that'll partner up with us. And it's been great over the years.
I love the fact, too, that when you guys do your fundraising, so much of the proceeds go to the services.
It is. You know, overhead expenses can eat up a program pretty hard, so we try to keep those down the best we can. We may not be a very financially rich organization, but we're great at networking and partnering.
So if there is somebody local that has a charter fishing company or a cabin or hunting grounds, how would they get in touch with you to offer that up?
You know, the best way is to send us an email, info@freedomhunters.org. Pretty much everything's welcome.
I happen to notice, too, on your leadership board listing, Daryl Worley, country music artist Daryl Worley, is on your board.
Yeah, he is. He's been out with us a couple times, and he's got a huge passion for those that serve.
Freedom Hunters is the name of the organization. Email is info@freedomhunters.org, and I'm assuming you have a place where people can go to get more information and or if they want to donate some money to help one of these trips.
You can go to our website, freedomhunters.org. We've got Facebook and Instagram. Any help or thoughts are welcome.
And what about for the veterans and their families? If somebody hears this and they go, oh, I want to check that out. Same place. They go to freedomhunters.org if they want to apply for a trip or whatever. Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's the same place. Go on our website. We have an apply for an adventure tab up at the top. Just fill out the application. They can do it themselves or a friend or family member can fill it out for them as well.
Anthony Pace, wonderful job. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our veterans. Freedom Hunters is the name of the organization, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time to spend on the radio with you.
By the way, we are going to add a link to Freedom Hunters on our website as well at 1029bigcountry.com. So if you need more information, easy to find. And if you missed part of the interview and want to hear the whole thing, that'll be on our website as well.